The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy, a chance still for some shower activity. High today around 49. The Airflow Technology Company at 4810 70th Avenue in Kenosha was evacuated after 9 this morning due to a fire inside the complex. Second emergency response to that location in just over 2 weeks. The sprinkler system activated to fight the flames, while a mutual aid box alarm system response was also activated almost immediately by the incident commander. Extra help coming from neighboring communities, including the Racine Fire Bells, plus an airboat request to the Fox Lake Fire Department for the engine on the airboat to blow the smoke out of the building. Fire was declared out by about 10 a.m. Extensive smoke, however, needed to be removed. Nobody reported hurt. The last fire call to Airflow Technology was March the 21st. That involved some rolls of fiber burning in the warehouse. Wisconsin's presidential primary victors, you may know by now, Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders. The other races included Justice Rebecca Bradley winning for state Supreme Court, Racine Municipal Court Judge Mark Nielsen elected, the replacement in Branch 4 for Racine County Circuit Court. In Burlington, Mayor Bob Miller losing to Mayor Jeannie Hefty, former Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian getting his old job back. Chris Ailey going to be back as county executive in Milwaukee, and Mayor Tom Barrett also wins re-election. For those newly numbered districts in Racine Unified, Duca was unchallenged. Meanwhile, it was Weiser holding off Coates late in the evening.
Timing of this decision is not a matter of this year or next year. It's a matter of when is the staff ready, when are the materials in place, and have we done everything we can to support the transition.
That's Dennis Weiser on the High School Academy's plan by administration that's coming in the fall. Meanwhile, Frontier easily over Handrail. McKenna rallied to beat Plaquey. That was early this morning. Good remote lost to Hooper. Heck and Lively getting by Venturini. Nielsen over O'Connell. Board President Melvin Hargrove losing to Matt Hanser.
I have a concern with dedicating the three comprehensive high schools to being solely career academies.
That's Matt Hanser. And Whitkey defeated Squire. In Kenosha Unified, it was Tony Garcia and Rebecca Stevens the winners. Cold and damp conditions today and only going to get worse as we head toward the weekend. That's according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams.
There are some signs of a change in pattern either late next week or the following week where the flow aloft becomes southwesterly. If that were to happen, suddenly we're looking at 60s and 70s instead of 30s and 40s, but not going to promise that just yet.
But we'll keep our fingers crossed just in case it might happen. Low 40s Friday, maybe mid-30s on Saturday. Meanwhile, a flood warning continues for the Fox River near New Munster in Kenosha County. 5 a.m. measurement was 9.6 feet, about a foot and a half short of flood stage. Predictions were for 11.5 feet by tomorrow afternoon, with all the rain we've been getting, then back below flood stage by Saturday morning. A group that runs state-owned shooting ranges in northern Wisconsin not pleased with the DNR's new proposal for the 9 ranges that it owns around the state. The plan calling for banning liquor possession and consumption, plus automatic weapons, tracer ammunition, and exploding targets. The DNR's board is going to be voting on that package April 13th. But ahead of that, the Boulder Junction Shooting Range, which manages the DNR's range in that community, calls the rules unnecessary. It says prohibiting alcohol will only drive members away and reduce revenue. Group also arguing that people should be allowed to use tracers and automatic weapons. A woman from Delafield facing misdemeanor charges in Racine County for allegedly breastfeeding her baby while intoxicated and nearly dropping the infant while trying to hand him to his father. 32-year-old Emily Jensen accused of child neglect and disorderly conduct. Caledonia police called to a home on Sandpiper Lane for a woman out of control. Court records indicate Jensen was pushing the child's father during that argument over their relationship. Jensen in court pleading not guilty to the charge. She'll be returning in May. And an 18-year-old man from Clayton, Missouri, accused of sending inappropriate pictures of himself to a 12-year-old girl ahead of plans to come meet her in Wisconsin. Cameron Atkinson charged with one count of sexual misconduct. Court documents indicate these pictures were found on the girl's school computer, and Atkinson works at a school for kids with disabilities. No evidence the child's school was involved or that anything happened with any other students, but an investigation is underway nonetheless. Largest turnout in decades was expected for yesterday's Wisconsin election. The general, of course, for the state and local races, but the big primary for the presidential candidates. The open primary rules definitely playing into the national spotlight. This is Kathleen Dolan, who chairs the Political Science Department at UWM.
What significance that has is that anybody who considers themselves to be an independent voter can vote in the primary and can vote in whichever primary they choose. So so an independent voter could choose to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary.
Wisconsin voters also saw the names of several presidential candidates who had previously dropped out of the race, but there was no way to remove their names after January 26th. Some of the polling sites did report voters needing do-overs because they had voted for presidential candidates in both parties. Well, on the heels of a change in leadership by voters in the city of Burlington, Mayor Bob Miller defeated by former Mayor Jeanne Hefty yesterday. The council is meeting tonight. That agenda includes a motion to enter into a contract for planning and design services for a community pool project, the company Ayers Associates, and presentation of a letter from the Arbor Day Foundation that says Burlington is recognized as part of Tree City USA in that program. Meanwhile, the Kenosha County Board agenda for tonight includes a resolution to recognize Bike to Work Week. The Racine County Sheriff's Department and State Patrol dealt with a vehicle fire last night along southbound I-94 near Highway G, from which one of two dogs had to be tracked down, and then help was needed for the owners with overnight lodging and the two dogs. The vehicle was engulfed in flames, according to the first deputy on the scene. Driver had exited and gone after one of those dogs, the other one eventually captured and secured. Nobody reported hurt. Coast Guard Station Kenosha on the city's lakefront, slated to become a seasonal operation later in the year. One of several sites around the Midwest that'll be leaving the facility vacant during the winter months. Responses to come from Milwaukee. A Coast Guard Regional Public Affairs officer says the Kenosha station will be fully staffed Friday through Saturday as a Memorial Day up until about Labor Day. The Milwaukee station to provide needed weekday responses. Then the Kenosha staff will move to Milwaukee for the winter. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth telling the Kenosha News, though, this plan is concerning, given just how busy the lakefront can get and the problems which can quickly arise, needing a rapid response. The Coast Guard is calling this a more effective use of resources. The number of tax refund scams in this country growing every year. Andy Phillips of H&R Block says it's because more people are falling for it out of fear of the IRS.
The big one is stolen tax identity refund fraud. You know, this is a million-dollar business. You know, in 2013 alone, this is the last year we have available statistics, the IRS identified almost 3 million potential fraudulent returns.
He says protecting your personal information is vital, not only for this, but in everyday life.
You know, this kind of spans beyond just the tax space, but, you know, protecting your personal documents, being careful with what you do with anything that has your Social Security number on it, and it's protecting physical documents and documents that are on the internet as well.
He says for secure websites, look for the S with the HTTP. That means secure. Former Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian still celebrating his return to the job he had held for several years, a decisive victory in yesterday's election. Ready to get busy, though, with a high-profile priority issue, that joint agreement by Summers and Paris to protect their borders from city expansion.
Some of the first things we'll do is start looking at the situation with Summers and Paris and the county and the city with the water issue.
Antaramian planning to attend Thursday night's public hearing, also signaling he'd like to get the city involved in talks with its two neighbors. Meanwhile, defeated Alderman Bob Johnson, no regrets over running, knew he was facing a formidable opponent. Now it's over.
As far as I'm concerned, we've got one objective now, and that's to move the city forward for at least the next 4 years. He'll be the guy trying to do that.
Johnson giving up his council seat to run for mayor, but leaving the door open, he says, for future political activity. In Burlington, former Mayor Jeanne Hefty returning after a defeat of incumbent Bob Miller. In the village of Elmwood Park, incumbent trustees Nick Haas and Alan Bagg, they were literally written out of the picture with Tuesday's election. The annual village caucuses had put those two onto the ballot, but they finished behind three write-in candidates. The still unofficial results showing Wendy Spencer getting the most votes, then Brian Bassett, and then Mary Michael. Fourth place going to Bagg, Haas was fifth. Investors from the local to national levels have some concerns about the U.S. economy right now, based on the latest quarterly John Hancock Investor Sentiment Survey. The company's Francis Donald says their survey finding some lingering issues of continuing concern.
Number one continues to be, and it was persistent over time, the cost of health care. Number two is political gridlock in Washington. No big surprise there. And number three is unrest in the Middle East.
You can take a more in-depth look at that survey. It's online at johnhancock.com. And Deep Space is an ice cream flavor developed by the Badger Boosters 4-H Club of Washington County, chosen the winner of the Cedar Crest Ice Cream 4-H Flavor Contest. Deep Space will be available statewide in time to celebrate June Dairy Month. It features Cedar Crest Zanzibar Dark Chocolate and Blue Moon with chocolate chip chunks and swirled with marshmallow cream. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.